5.2. Personal economic costs and legal problems. Perfect night on the town. Here are some ideas of the perfect night on the town with approximate total costs. Example, some people would like a simple night at the movies and a late night snack afterwards. Movie tickets, $20. Popcorn, candy, soda, $15. Fuel, car costs, to and from the theater, $5. Coffee, dessert, $15. Grand total, $55. Example, as you can see, a casual night out can add up to a lot of cash, but it can get really expensive if you want to do something more elaborate. Some people enjoy going to a concert with dinner and the full VIP treatment. Rent a limo, $250. Romantic dinner, $120. Concert tickets, $150. Grand total, $520. An evening like this would be even more expensive if it were a prom or homecoming. The cost of the dress, tuxedo, corsage, and more would have to be factored in as well. These items could add several hundred dollars to this special event. Grand total for prom, homecoming, $820. Other people might want to go the low-budget route by going to a convenience store, buying a six-pack of beer, and drinking it in the car. This will cost far less, right? Not if the person gets arrested for driving under the influence, DUI. Let's compare the expense. Beer, $6, and fines and fees, $1,700, increased insurance premiums, $3,000, attorney, $2,500, DUI school, $400, time lost from work, $500, grand total, $8,106. Legal consequences. The biggest consequence of driving under the influence is that you might injure or kill yourself or someone else. It's also important to understand the consequences for drivers who are convicted of a DUI in Florida. You can be charged with DUI if you are found to be driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage or controlled substance. The amount of alcohol that can be detected in your system is measured by your blood alcohol concentration, or BAC. The laws of the state of Florida establish a BAC of 0.08 as the presumptive limit for driving under the influence. In other words, at 0.08 BAC, you are presumed to be too impaired by the alcohol in your system to drive safely. A driver in Florida can receive a DUI for driving under the influence of any substance the driver should have known could affect their driving, including but not limited to illegal drugs, inhalants, prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, other substances taken by swallowing, sniffing, smoking, injection, or any other means. First-time offenders convicted of DUI may face the following consequences: a $500 to $1,000 fine. With a BAC of 0.15 or higher, or a minor in the vehicle, not less than 1,000 or more than 2,000, 50 hours of community service, probation for not more than 1 year, imprisonment for not more than 6 months, with a BAC of 0.15 or higher, or a minor in the vehicle, not more than 9 months, license revocation for a minimum of 180 days, mandated attendance of 12 hours at DUI school, evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment, installation of an ignition interlock device for up to 6 continuous months. A second DUI conviction may result in a $1,000 to $2,000 fine with a BAC of 0.15 or higher, or a minor in the vehicle, not less than $2,000 or more than $4,000. Imprisonment for not more than 9 months. If the second conviction occurs within 5 years, 10 days in jail, 48 hours of confinement must be consecutive. License revocation for a minimum of 180 days. Second offense within 5 years, 5-year revocation. Mandated attendance of 21 hours at DUI school. Evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment. Interlock device placed on vehicle for a minimum of 1 year. 2 years if BAC is greater than 0.20. A third DUI conviction may result in a $2,000 to $5,000 fine, with a BAC of 0.15 or higher, or a minor in the vehicle, not less than $4,000. Imprisonment for not more than 12 months. For a third conviction within 10 years, mandatory 30 days in jail. 48 hours of confinement must be consecutive. License revocation for a minimum of 180 days. For a third offense within 10 years after the second conviction, 10-year revocation. Mandated attendance at a 21-hour DUI course. Evaluation conducted to determine need for treatment. Interlock device placed on vehicle for a minimum of 2 years. A fourth or more DUI conviction may result in a fine of not less than $1,000, imprisonment for not more than 5 years, permanent license revocation, ignition interlock device on vehicle for 5 years if approved for a restricted license after meeting all the requirements of the FHS DMV. When an impaired driver is involved in a collision in Florida in which a person is injured or dies, the DUI charge may be upgraded to a felony offense. DUI convictions stay on the driver's record for 75 years. Under the implied consent law in Florida, a law enforcement officer may administer a chemical test of any driver's breath, blood, or urine at any time. Refusing to take any test required by law to determine whether or not you are under the influence will result in your license being automatically suspended. First violation, 1 year suspension. Second violation and subsequent refusal, 18 month suspension. The charge is a first degree misdemeanor. Drivers who refuse to take the test can still be arrested for DUI and taken to jail. In a collision involving injury or death, a driver's blood may be taken without consent. The blood must be drawn by a doctor, nurse, or other health professional. If you are unconscious and cannot refuse the blood test, blood may be drawn. The results of the test may be used as evidence, even if you object after becoming conscious. Driving is a privilege. Never drive under the influence of any substance that could make you an unsafe driver. Alcohol is a factor in 25% of Florida collision costs. Alcohol-related collisions in Florida cost the public $7.8 billion in 2000, including $3.5 billion in monetary costs and almost $4.3 billion in quality of life losses. Alcohol-related collisions are deadlier and more serious than other collisions. People other than the drinking driver paid $4.8 billion of the alcohol-related collision bill. Costs per mile driven. Crash costs in Florida averaged $6.50 per mile driven at BACs of 0.10 and above, $2.80 per mile driven at BACs between 0.08 and 0.09, 10 cents per mile driven at BACs of 0.00. Costs per drink. The societal costs of alcohol-related collisions in Florida averaged $1 per drink consumed. People other than the drinking driver paid 60 cents per drink. NHTSA 2000, Impaired Driving in Florida. More facts. In 2012, 31% of all traffic fatalities were alcohol-related. 65% of the 10,322 people killed in alcohol-related crashes in the U.S. in 2012 were drivers with a BAC of 0.08 or higher. The remaining 35% were motor vehicle occupants, 27%, and non-occupants, 8%. Fatalities, by role, in crashes involving at least one driver with a BAC of 0.08 or higher, 2012. Driver with BAC of 0.08 or higher, 6,688, 65%. Passenger riding with driver with BAC of 0.08 or higher, 1,654, 16%. Subtotal, 8,342, 81%. Occupants of other vehicles, 1,170, 11%. Non-occupants, 810, 8%. Total fatalities, 10,322, 100%. The rate of alcohol involvement among drivers involved in fatal collisions was four times higher at night than during the day, 35% versus 9%. In 2012, 15% of all drivers involved in fatal crashes during the week were alcohol impaired, compared to 30% on weekends. In fatal crashes in 2012, the highest percentage of drivers with a BAC level of 0.08 or higher was for drivers ages 21 to 24, 32%, followed by ages 25 to 34, 29%, and 35 to 44, 25%. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2012. Impact on auto insurance rates. Alcohol-related collisions accounted for an estimated 17% of Florida's auto insurance payments in 2000. Reducing alcohol-related collisions by 10% would save $180 million in claims payments and loss adjustment expenses. NHTSA 2000, Impaired Driving in Florida. Did you know? Alcohol-impaired driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. NHTSA, stopimpaireddriving.org. Drugs other than alcohol, for example, marijuana and cocaine, are involved in about 18% of motor vehicle driver deaths. These other drugs are generally used in combination with alcohol. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Impaired Driving. In 2012, the 10,322 fatalities in alcohol-impaired driving crashes represent an average of one alcohol-impaired driving fatality every 51 minutes. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2012, Alcohol-Impaired Driving. Drivers with a BAC of 0.08 or higher involved in fatal crashes were seven times more likely to have a prior conviction for driving while impaired, DWI, than were drivers with no alcohol. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2012, Alcohol-Impaired Driving. About 3 in every 10 Americans will be involved in an alcohol-related crash at some time in their lives. MAD, www.madd.org. Alcohol-related crashes in the United States cost about $59 billion a year. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Impaired Driving. Traffic checkpoints where law enforcement officers address drivers' level of alcohol impairment consistently reduce alcohol-related crashes, typically by 9%. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Impaired Driving. Drinking is a major problem with pedestrians in traffic crashes. In Florida in 2012, 9.78%, 801, of all pedestrians in crashes, 7,290, had been drinking, and 33.69%, 156, of all pedestrian fatalities, 463, had been drinking. Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Traffic Crash Statistics Report 2012. In 2012, a total of 1,168 children age 14 and younger were killed in motor vehicle traffic crashes. Of those 1,168 fatalities, 239, 20%, occurred in alcohol-impaired driving crashes. Out of those 239 deaths, 124, 52%, were occupants of a vehicle with a driver who had a BAC level of 0.08 or higher. NHTSA Traffic Safety Facts 2012, Alcohol-Impaired Driving,